So just for those that are joining us, we're going to take up petition 9 and 10. Beaver hunting and trapping is number 9, and beaver hunting and trapping as well as number 10. And Nancy will share her petition and what she wants us to know today. Thank you again for being here, Nancy.
Can you hear me with this mask on? All right. Okay. I'm handing out to you right now a letter from many conservation organizations in America asking President Biden for a moratorium on beaver trapping and hunting on federal public lands. Okay, and this is, if you just have a copy of the petition, the link to this is given to you in the petition. So you can find it if you have a petition. Okay, let me get my... All right, I'm going to start here just really quickly. I don't know if I have enough time. I think I have like 12 minutes. You have been presented with two petitions. One is asking for more stuff, and one is asking for less. This is to give you a choice, okay? And I'm actually going to... There's actually basically 4 points in the two petitions. But I'm going to just begin by referencing on page 7 of the long petition some point. The Interim Rules Review Committee, which approves rules, I call them the RRC, will allow you to make substantive changes to a rule that you have moved forward to finalization if the changes are asked for in testimony at the hearing. So if you have a rule that I'm proposing and you like 3 things but not the 4th, if there's testimony against that, and that should be easy enough to arrange if you don't like it, you can change that at the final hearing. So these things that the petitioners put forward are not cast in concrete, and you can change them at the final hearing. Okay, so I am going to just real quick tell you what these, there's 4 things. The easiest and most simple thing is a geographical cleanup where you're describing the Black Hills Fire Protection District incorrectly in the Beaver Rule. And so you are excluding parts of it from Maverick Junction on south above the Cheyenne River. This doesn't appear to be your intention, because when you look at your rule as described on your website, you say all of the Black Hills not on Forest Service land, or actually you say, you might say not on public land, but anyway, you say not on Forest Service land is a 6-month hunting season. But the way you have the rule written, you have 3 months, 6 months, and 12 months, because, you know, just kind of sloppy with your geography. So I've given you a better way to describe the Black Hills Fire Protection District that's actually accurate, okay? And that will mean that you have 3 months on the Forest Service and 6 months everywhere else, instead of 3, 6, and 12. Okay, which I think is consistent with your actual intention. Okay, so then the other change, and in the shorter rule, the other change is to ask for a moratorium on beaver trapping in the Black Hills National Forest. And those of you that were on the board in July of 2021, you'll remember that Travis Bees, after listening to testimony and everything and his own knowledge, wanted a 3-year moratorium on beaver trapping in the Black Hills. And various other commissioners agreed with him. And then staff said, oh no, let's not do this until we've collected some research and data, and we'll get back to you in September with research and data. But they didn't. They got back in December, and in essence said nobody had any clue about how many beavers there were. The last time there was a official survey was 2012 by the Black Hills National Forest, flying helicopters and looking for winter, where they store wood for the winter, their winter caches, whatever. So since then, nothing has happened except for they've had a beaver working group with the Forest Service and NGOs and Game Fish and Parks, and have decided they're going to hire some helicopters to fly around in the fall, and they are, you know, trying to ID good beaver habitat and relocate beavers, and they may be doing other things. I wrote it down. Okay, so thank you for all the good stuff that you're doing. But we think this is inadequate. I think the department alleges or says, you know, we don't want to change the rule until we have data, and you've actually had 2 years to get the data, and you paid $500,000 for the Nez Perce bounty program, but you haven't paid for the helicopters to fly around. But finally you are, thank you. But we think this is a double-edged sword, or sauce for goose for sauce for the gander. If everybody admits that there are very few beaver left in the Black Hills, and you don't have any data to prove that the population is adequate to support the 3 month hunting season, then how can you go forward with the 3 month hunting season? I mean, that's the double-edged sword, sauce for the goose, sauce for the gander. You know, how can you go forward with the hunting season without data? How can you close the hunting season without data? And we say that the beaver are so important to the ecosystem. They're a management indicator species on the Black Hills, which means that actually the Forest Service is required to inventory them. But at any rate, so it's very important. And in my petition, I'm going to run out of time here. In my petition, I write down all of the good things that beaver do. And in that letter to Biden asking for moratorium on beaver hunting and trapping in the federal lands, you can read at depth about the wonderful things beaver do. And if I have time, I'll talk about the wonderful things beaver do, but I'm going to try to move through my petition points. Okay, so that's in the first petition. Those are the only changes, geography and 3 months moratorium on the Black Hills. So then we move to the longer petition where we add something. We add two points. Okay, we want Keith Fisk brought us the 12, we used to have 12-month season West River, 6-month season East River. And in 2001, Keith Fisk asked you to change it to 12 months everywheres. And this was allegedly to make it easier for the landowners to get rid of conflict, problem, nuisance, whatever you want to call them, beavers. Okay, this rationale does not apply to public land. On public land, you have land managers, and the people who are there recreating 12 months of the year could be going for fur. They could be just going for target practice. They are not landowners trying to resolve a resource conflict. There are 12 months of the year recreational hunting. So Keith Fisk's argument that we needed to go 12 months for the sake of landowners is inappropriately applied to public land. Okay, but instead of just asking for a 5-month trapping season on public land, we asked for all of South Dakota except for the Black Hills National Forest. And this is because we very much want otters to come back to South Dakota and to West River. And the otters have babies in April. And so if you have, in the old days, you used to have a 6-month trapping season East River, but you would be killing the mother with brand new babies of otters, okay? And so the beavers give birth in May. So when you allow trapping in May, you are killing the otters with babies. Okay. So at any rate, there are also, and I have cited here in the thing somewhere, the statute in South Dakota that allows landowners with conflict beaver to take them out 365 days of the year with a call to Game Fish and Parks and a letter from Game Fish and Parks, or permission from Game Fish and Parks. I don't know if they need a letter, but they need permission, it says, from the Secretary of Game Fish and Parks. So you can get rid of your beaver 365 days of the year by contacting Game Fish and Parks, and they will give you permission to kill your beaver. So we do not need a 12-month beaver trapping season in order to allow the landowners to get rid of it, because statute gives them that ability. It's completely and totally unnecessary. And, I mean, okay, so how much time do I have? All right, okay, so then I move on. If I have time, I'll talk about the goodness of beaver, but
You have a couple minutes.
Yeah, I just have a couple minutes. We have to move to the last point here. And I used the example of last time, 2 years ago, when you amended the lion season, you created an option for the public land managers to decide that you couldn't allow hunting of lions with dogs on their property. If they're moving off of private land to public land, this was now allowed. It was a change. But you reserve the right of the land manager to say, no, we don't want lion hunted with dogs on your property. So with that example, you are giving the public land managers authority to modify the season. Okay, so what we are doing here, and I want you to look, if you have time, to look at that letter to Biden asking him to have a moratorium on all federal lands. What you are doing here is you're allowing for the land manager to opt for a moratorium, a shorter or longer beaver trapping season. I'm saying 5 months, but you know they can do 12 months if they want, as long as 45 days before the season would normally start, they send a letter to South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks Secretary and the Commission announcing such. And after acknowledgement from Game, Fish, and Parks of the receipt of the entity's letter, and at least 30 days before the season would normally start, the entity will publish a public notice of their season changes that will be published in a local paper and online if they have an online presence. And so this is giving a way for the public land managers to have a different kind of view on beavers than what you guys seem to have when you have a 12-month season. And this is if they, I don't know how much time I have.
You have 30 seconds.
If you're a multiple use agency, beavers are retain water, they clean water, they sequester carbon. They create habitat, you know, they create, it's great for birds. Birds love beaver dams. I don't know, I have this list, I can't remember it all. But
I'd like if you could wrap it up, please.
They're fun to watch. Okay, so we have a water shortage, maybe, allegedly. They're talking about piping water from the Missouri River. A West River. The beavers store water. They change the hydrology, and all that water that's running down to the Missouri River stays in western South Dakota near the beaver dams. So I guess I need to be quiet.
Are you going to stick around, Nancy, if we have questions
today,
after the open forum?
I haven't decided whether I'm coming tomorrow or not, and you know, I can always submit a third petition if you want me to.
No, this is what we're going to do. It's 2:00, and it's time for our open forum. What I'd like to do, if the commissioners have any questions for you after the public hearing and open forum, will you stick around for that?
I'll stick around all today till you guys leave.
And Nancy, are you coming forward as yourself or with the Prairie Hills Audubon Society?
I filed both ways, as the individual and Prairie Hills Audubon Society. I didn't know whether you were going to argue about whether a corporation is a person or not in South Dakota law. But a person has the right to petition. So I, as an individual, am a person. And a corporation is a person, but you might not know that. Therefore, I filed it both ways.
All right, very good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. And